And we are back. Of course, where else would I be? 2020, this is the Saki Bamagogo Show 102, for those of you keeping track at home. My name is Mao, and this is the show dedicated to bringing you rage and anger, mostly of the Japanese variety. But enough of my talk, here's some music.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans? No!
Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Yeah!
acquainted. I got it. You could play with your magic nose goblins.
And that, my friends, is how you start a show. That was The Bat off of their official The Bat Club CD. I played Batmobile, Green Hornet, Summertime Blues, and Jailhouse Rock because I gotta. So did everyone get some exciting things for Christmas? I know I got a pinball lift. And then what that is it helps you lift up a pinball machine with ease and not the usual way, which is through horrible, horrible wrenching of muscles and back and stuff like that. So yay for that. Should make all my shenanigans with pinball that much easier, as I can now lift them and move them by myself, not having to recruit Sally the Beer Wench for all that fun. I tried to say that the half of that was her Christmas gift as well, but that did not fly. I digress. Doesn't matter. In the end, I can still move a pinball machine now with a handy-dandy lift that goes click and has little wheels and you just roll it around. It's just that easy, folks. All right, enough of my talk. Here's more angry music.
Sorry about that.
All right, Meow. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, Meow.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, Meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying Meow?
Am I saying Meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said Meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Now, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, Meow. That's the law. Not so funny, Meow, is it?
We'll be right back. it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
In the year 3000, there are no Olympic Games, World Series, or Super Bowls. There is only death sport. David Carradine and Claudia Jennings are super warriors fighting the evil forces of a future world.
I can survive your death sport.
If you were thrilled by Star Wars and awed by Close Encounters, don't miss Death Sport. A new world picture, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. From the creator of Halloween and the star of The Exorcist, Linda Blair in Hell Night. Garth Manor, where the unseen, the unspeakable, hides its terror in cobwebbed corridors. Linda Blair, Vincent Van Patten, and Peter Barton in Hell Night. From Compass International, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
That was the 54 Nude Honeys from, I played, from their self-titled album, 54 Nude Honeys. I played Drop the Gun, Hard Drunker, Go to Hell, and Don't Shut Me Up. Don't Shut Me Up. We'll go with take two, but I'm not going to edit that out, so I guess it's take one and two. I digress. Don't Shut Me Up. So if you listen to the show right before this one, it was tons of reflection about, wow, 2020 and 2019, and did you have a good year, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I was excited to see the 5678s at the end of this year. That was the end of 2019. That was really cool, you know. It's rare when they get into Florida, so that was a good time. Got to see the Reverend Horton Heat play. I'd never seen them. Interesting show. Man, I didn't realize how long of a career that guy had. I went and looked him up on Wikipedia and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, well, he's been around for 100 million years. I might have rounded that up a little bit, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I know I have some of his CDs. I was never like a super fan. So I didn't really know much about him other than I listened to some of the music. I was like, yeah, that's cool, you know. But boy, what a good time, what a good show. That was something I'll always be thankful for, getting to see the 5678s again. Who knows how long they're going to tour. I don't think, you know, I mean, they're still active, but, you know, that can just stop at any time. They've been doing this for a long time as well. They started in 86. So, yeah, many, many years ago. Speaking of that, let me play some of this 5678s for your entertainment.
Minnie Me loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about you, Owen?
How about a what?
How about you, Owen?
What do you...
How about you, Owen?
I don't even...
How about you, Owen?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
We'll be right back. Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
My name is Ash, and I am a slave.
All right, that was the 5678s. I played off of their self-titled album. I played Harlem Nocturne, I Walk Like Jane Mansfield, and Handsome Man. And then off their Tanuki Gokin album, I played Mothra. So yeah, when they played that in the concert, I was like, oh, I love this song. I have to learn how to play it. I'm gonna try to learn how to play it, but it usually doesn't end up that I end up learning how to play it. I'll try, though. Never know. Maybe you'll hear my rendition after theirs one day. You won't. Big news out of pinball world. First of all, Stern announced a Stranger Things pinball machine and started shipping those. I know that's a huge, huge fan favorite. And then there's a place called Spooky Pinball out of Wisconsin. And they're more of a boutique, smaller run factory. They only do, you know, a certain amount of a day or a certain amount of week as opposed to like the bigger one, like Stern. They have the Rick and Morty pinball machine. now I have not watched any of those, but I know they are incredibly popular. I did put it in the Hulu, my watched list, so I can start watching them. Cause I know, the pinball machine still sold out in 4 hours. And that is, for such an expensive thing. They had a limit of 750 of these Rick and Morty pinball machines, and they sold out astonishingly fast, which tells me that this is a very, very popular theme for a pinball machine. You know, and Spooky Pinball is a good, they're a good maker. I kind of know the family that runs it. I mean, they're not my friends or anything like that, but I mean, I've written emails back and forth, and they, like, I know them from, what's that? Things That Go Bump in the Night. That's a documentary about how they got started and how their pinball machine or how their pinball company started in Benton, Wisconsin. It's a really fascinating documentary. It's out there. I think I actually bought that one off of Prime. Like, I rented it. You know, you rent Prime for $1.99, you know, whatever. Keep ringing you up. But it was definitely worth it if you like the pinball world. So two big hits coming out. I think you'll probably see a lot of the Stranger Things pinball machines out in the wild, out in the barcades, out in the, I don't know if kids still have the Playland places where there's, you know, there's like a whole bunch of machines and kids run around for those tickets. I would assume that that's still a thing. You might see one or two of them in there as well. And then you might see a Rick and Morty, but I doubt it. If the 750, they're probably all going into people's homes. The home collector market is quite large. I digress. Here's music.
All right, sweethearts, what are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed? Another glorious day in the Corps. Day in the Marine Corps is like a day on the farm. Every meal's a banquet. Every paycheck a fortune. Every formation a parade. I love the Corps! Christ.
Come on! melt banana!
Melt banana. We'll melt your face off and melt your brain.
Mike, you're listening to Melt Banana. They're so hard that by the conservation of hardness in the universe, you won't have any hardness left for your cock.
Melt Banana!
Only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
All right, that was Melt Banana off of their Charlie CD. I played Circle Jack, Chase the Magic Wand, FDC for short, Area 877 Phoenix Mix, and Giggle on the Stretcher. Well, they win the award for the most entertaining song names, I guess. Sure, why not? So anyway, that looks like I'm going to drop in some music and roll on out of here. This has been the Saki Bama Gogo. I would make sure that you go out and check out the Time Bomb Records has a new site now. It's they moved a store, and I think they took the opportunity to also revamp their website, so make sure you go check that out. They're on Facebook, of course. Then you can click onto their actual site to order all kinds of cool stuff from Japan. They'll, you know, there's an English version, so it's all good. That's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for making 2019 a wonderful year. Here's to hopefully a onward and upward for an awesome 2020. I know I'll keep on trying to supply you guys with new music, interesting music, oddities, and whatnot. All right, that's it. Mao out.
You know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yak 'em. Leg her down or smack 'em, yak 'em. Cold got to be. You know? Shit.
the quiet, don't the quiet.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.